The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Gulf Coast Windows for energy savings, security, and quality replacement windows.
I'm a hard-working man, working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvement.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Welcome to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time with Houston's home improvement leader for 35 years. Here's Tom Tynan.
This is an encore presentation of Home Show Radio. Phone lines are not open.
Oh, goodness, 11. You know, sometimes you got to think like the animals. They say, think like the animals, talk like the animals, walk like the animals. I don't know. There's a song, something like that. Anyway, I was out running one day. This was many years ago, and someone came out and said, hey, Tom. They stopped me and said, hey, Tom, because it was my neighbors. You know, they knew I had a show, and I'm the home improvement guy. And they said, I got these bats in my fireplace. They're just hanging around, and they won't leave. He said, as soon as they leave, I'll go ahead, you know, and close the top, but they just don't want to seem to leave. It's kind of like the dirt daubers. That's where I'm going. You have to think like them. So you got to think like a dirt dauber. You paint the ceiling light blue, he thinks it's the sky, and he goes and puts his nest somewhere else. I don't know if they do it in trees or not. It doesn't make sense because then it would get rained on and wash away. By the way, they eat spiders. So I wish they'd eat the tarantulas around my house in Brownsville. The bottom line is this, though. With the bats that were in this person's just hanging there all day long, all night long, wouldn't leave day after day, I asked him. I said, okay, let's think about how a bat thinks. At night in your house, do you leave a light on? And he said, actually, we leave a kitchen light on so if I can get up and get a drink of water or something in the middle of the night, you know, I don't pretty much kill myself tripping over the furniture. I guess somebody moves his furniture every day, so he was very distraught about that. That one, I can just tell him not to move the furniture. But, or you could do like, iridescent lines on the floor or something that glow in the dark. But the bottom line goes, yeah. I said, try turning it off tonight. Just make the house pitch black. He said the next morning, he stopped me the next day. I used to run every day. I don't run as much as I used to. And he said, Tom, they were gone in the morning. I said, aha. Why? Because they knew it wasn't daytime anymore. See, you got to play with their minds. You got to mess with them a little bit. So they said, oh, it's nighttime finally. I guess a bat will sleep until the sun goes down. And that could be days, weeks, who knows? It might just fall down dead eventually. And they very well could be. They might pretty much have little tiny brains too. I mean, let's look at their food source, mosquitoes. So they have to eat a lot of them. Maybe they got to change that up and go for something bigger. But the bottom line is this, is if you think like them, you'll kind of figure out what they're doing. And that goes with the common sense thinking. I know it doesn't work well today because there's a, well, Google it. No, you know, nobody will ever Google that because I invented it and I have not put it online. So somebody will say about bats, they'll come up with chemicals. They'll say, call a chimney sweep, which you should do. But bats are kind of, you know, you want them to leave, right? Just turn the light off. Make it nighttime in your house. They will go. So think like it. Use your common sense. That's what home improvements are all about. That's why I wanted to start this way, because I told a pastor that story once. And one day he stopped me on the street. This was in a little town I was living in Lake Placid, New York. He said, Tom, I use your bat story all the time. And he puts like a Jesus twist on it. I have no idea what. I didn't go to his church, so I think my son did when he was young. He was part of their church group. And he said, yeah, I got this twist I've been using on it with the Jesus thing and everything. I thought, well, that's clever, I guess. I'm not sure where you're going. In fact, I saw him at the gym. I was on the elliptical when he told me this. And I always remember that. So apparently with that bat story, if you're a pastor, preacher, whatever, maybe you can spin it with a Jesus thing. I don't know. I think that's the only advice they ever gave that got spun into a church sermon. So, everybody's got to have one little check on their box. I want to take John, because John called early, and then we'll take our break. John, you're on Home Show Radio.
Thank you, Tom. How are you?
Very good.
I have a question. It's sort of an opinion question. What do you think about barn dominiums? Do you think that it's a good thing here on the Gulf Coast, or the holder of value, or what's your opinion on those? Bought some land, and my wife wants to build one, and I'm just curious.
It's a different way to go. If people do it all the time, I think if it's done well, it's sellable on the resale market when the time comes. It's a different structure and a different construction technique, but it's getting kind of popular now. I'm sometimes careful about getting into fads. You know, there was a time they wanted to build a log home subdivision here in Houston, which I thought was really dumb, and it didn't work. And then another guy was going to come in and put basements everywhere, and that didn't work. So it's just about how you do it. But out in the country and on acreage, it's a very popular thing right now. And as far as metal building structures go, and if you work with a good company as opposed to some of the lower-end companies, like, say, Mueller Steel Buildings, they can really customize it to where it doesn't really look like a barn dominium if you don't want it to. It actually looks like a regular house, only a little bit different and really stylish. So it has a lot to do with who you work with.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your time. You have a great day. Thank you.
You bet. Thank
you.
Now, if you're going to replace your windows and you're concerned about flying debris on your windows and you're going to do a window replacement, well, first off, any window replacement, go to Gulf Coast Windows. But one of the nice things about Gulf Coast Windows, as opposed to a lot of the other window companies, is the other companies don't offer hurricane glass. Gulf Coast Windows can do Texas windstorm approved windows, and even on the install, how many screws goes in and everything else. If you're on the coast, no problem. If you're not, you can still request it. You can still buy it. The hurricane glass is awesome. It's a laminated glass. It will, if a 2x4 comes flying in and hits it, it'll shatter, but it won't break through. So you don't have the hole in your house getting just pummeled with water and stuff. So, and nobody can break through with, you know, trying to get in there. Eventually they could, but it would be just, nobody would bother. So that's what you're looking at with window replacement. You have that option at Gulf Coast Windows. The beauty of Gulf Coast Windows is they have an option for everybody. They have vinyl windows, aluminum windows, hurricane glass windows, wood windows. They're a window replacement expert for the Gulf Coast. Needless to say, Jim Fiume chose, the founder of Gulf Coast Windows, still the owner and runs it, the name Gulf Coast Windows, because he understands the difference. Where a lot of window companies you see advertised, they come from, some come from Dallas, some come from New Jersey, some come from California. They're outlets. They are not for the Gulf Coast. Gulf Coast Windows. Give them a call at 713-849-5454. But, Tom, they're more expensive. Not necessarily. It depends what you're buying. Every company on Tom's show, as well as everywhere else, they have to be competitive to be in the market with warranties, financing deals, good quality workmanship. If they're a good company, if they're a bad company, you don't want to deal with them. Gulf Coast Windows, one of the best, and they compete on that level with everybody. So they're not more expensive. You just get a better product, better quality, I think, than most others. Not all others. There's some competitors that are good, but you have to decide. And if you make the decision with Gulf Coast Windows, I want to help you, you'll make the right one. That's Gulf Coast Windows.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards, a certified home show pro.
TDT and the E-Pipe system. Why repipe when you can restore? Get better than new in-place pipe repair. Mike Ball, irrigation, landscaping, and lighting. Enjoy the backyard resort of your dreams. Mike Ball does it all. CrimSafe. Flood-proof your home with proactive protection, stainless steel security screens.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Be with you until noon. Tomorrow we have an early show, 7 to 9. It's always, you know, it's going to be more light out now with the time change, I think. I don't know. Time change, I kind of forgot about it, to be honest with you. Although my stomach starts growling at different times, and I want to fall asleep at 9:30, and I usually go to bed at 10:30, so I force myself to, only takes about a week or two to get your body clock back into rhythm. As old as I am, I like my rhythm. I like to know when I'm going to eat. I'm like a dog. You know, he's sitting there looking at you like, what do you mean an hour? I like to know, my body tells me when I want to eat, when I want to sleep, when I want to get up, when I want to do other things. It's just the way it is, and I like it. That way I don't have to think as much about it like when I was younger. All right, let's talk to Mike. Mike, you're on Home Show Radio.
Okay, you said something that triggered, I hadn't thought of calling you. I was listening to you, but
sir,
on the garbage disposal, That was a smooth start. What on the garbage?
No, you're doing fine. It's okay. What?
I got a 19-year-old garbage disposal in the kitchen sink, and I've had to crank it before and hit the reset button, and that, you know, always fixed it. Well, now all it does is hum. It doesn't turn. It doesn't do anything. Tell me what I need to know.
Get a new one. I go through them about every 7 years. I'm surprised you got so many years out of yours. You don't use it. I put entire turkeys and stuff down to mine. But as far as that goes, your motor's burned. You need a new one. Are you going to do it yourself, or are you going
to
hire somebody?
Special about it. Do what?
No. Are you going to do it yourself, or are you going to hire somebody?
Oh, I'll hire somebody.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, because if you buy the same brand, which, like an InSinkErator, I have an InSinkErator, all you have to do is buy one, and it just twists right back up into place, and then you plug it in. So it's pretty simple. But I just wanted to make sure that if you're going to hire somebody, they'll put in the brand that they want to warranty, and so you'll end up getting a different brand.
Okay. All right. That's what I needed to know.
And it's that simple with those. I don't know how many InSinkErators I've gone through. And you can get the bigger ones, too. I get 3/4 horsepower. Yes, you can put all kinds of stuff down there. Hey, that's what they're for. You know, well, you're not supposed to put stuff down there. Why not? That's what it says. Kramer put one in his bathtub. So why can't I have a big one in my sink in my kitchen? I don't know why. Why not? I don't know. We're going to talk to Steve in a minute, but I want to tell you about Trifection. First, I talked to Jeff Roberts this week. Nice guy, just makes his company just keep cranking along. Talk about the remodeling experts. They remodel everything, room additions. It started out with kitchens, just refacing cabinets. That was his specialty. And it just exploded from there. People said, well, Jeff, what about the countertop? What about the backsplash? What about, I got these sinks and stuff. Can you install those? And he just kept saying, well, yeah, I guess I could. And he just started, you know, farming out. You get plumbers to do plumbing. You get electricians to do electrical stuff. You know, you do it properly, like a contractor. They have their own cabinet making shop because they started in the cabinet business. Their cabinets are just fantastic. You're not going to find any that are as good as theirs. And people always talk about, well, I had this guy come in and he built cabinets and then he lacquered them and he did stuff to them and they don't look right and the place smells and we couldn't stand the smells, so we had to leave. Everything he does with his cabinets, in his whole company, that is they do it in their shop, including the finish. When it comes in, it's finished. It's like a piece of furniture. They just put it in place. It's made to fit. The finish is done incredible. And that's why you can't, it's so much better to be able to finish, you know, in your, in the shop in controlled, environment. It's like restoring old cars. You don't paint it in your garage. You know, it has to be in a controlled environment so it doesn't get full of dirt and dust and everything else. Are you doing car parts and stuff like that? So you always want to have a controlled area. And then you want ventilation because the really good finishes, they do outgas a little bit, but you get it done with in the shop. You get the ventilation. Everything works out well. It's just a professional craftsmanship kind of way to do it. And that's what they do with their cabinets. But they do much more than that. Then he started doing bathrooms. So he said, well, Jeff, you just did my kitchen. What about my bathroom? Do you know anybody? He goes, well, yeah, I could do that too. And then it just grew. We're talking about decades now. It just grew into room additions and whole house remodeling and everything. When it comes to building something custom for you, there's only one place to go. That's Trifection. And Jeff Roberts and his whole team. It's not just one guy in a truck that comes out and says, although he drives a truck, I think. I'm sure he does. Everybody does in Texas. I drive a Bronco. I don't know. That's kind of a hybrid truck. But not a new one, by the way, a 26-year-old one. But as far as that goes, you know, we got our trucks, but it's more than that. He has a team of people. He has designers. He's got people that take you to pick out the granites and stuff. He's got plumbers, electricians, and just go on and on. But he has full teams of people to get your job done right. So if you want to make your house perfect for you, it's Trifection. In French, that means perfect for you. Trifection. All right. It really doesn't. But you knew that anyway. Call 281-KITCHEN.
Got a question? Ask Tom on Home Show Radio.
When you say something, I follow your instruction.
Home Show Radio.
Got a contractor to do a home remodel, and it worked out really, really well.
Home Show Radio.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's talk to Steve. Steve, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom, good morning. Listen to your show whenever I can.
Thank you.
Appreciate for taking my call. Our house is 29 years old, so my wife and I, two-story, all our kids are gone. We're going to start fixing it up and, you know, sell it and go down to a little smaller one. But I've got to get windows replaced, and my wood, my house is brick on the front and on the bottom floor, brick all the way around, and the top floor, it's wood on the sides and the back. And my question is, I'd like to go with Hardy Plank and replace windows. Which should I do first, or does it make a difference?
No, I'll answer that question, but you want to sell your house? Sell it as is. Why are you doing all this work?
Well, that was what her brother told me. He said, why do that? Just go on and sell it. Sell it as is.
Don't. Nobody, you'll never get your money back. And you're not. It's not going to do you a bit of good. There's no investment in a home improvement. It's all about location and value per square foot on the neighborhood. And, you know, realtors will come in, and they love to tell you, and they're right, that, oh, you put in new countertops, you do this, you do that. The house might sell a little quicker, but you're not going to get more money for it. You're going to get about the same amount of money. I've always gone by the rule is you clean it up really well. Don't leave dog poop all over. Make sure the front door has been cleaned and, you know, keep the yard mowed and that kind of thing. But just sell it as is. All that money you spend, you're just going to waste your time.
Okay, then one final question, sir Tom. I appreciate it. My question is, and this is a weird one here. I'm going to say you've never heard this before. In my downstairs bath and in the kitchen sink, when I make food and I have hot water, or like when I cook spaghetti and I have hot water, when I pour that hot water into the sink in the kitchen and or the bathroom, I hear a dripping in the wall. And I'm not running anymore.
You don't pour hot water from your doing pasta or something in the bathroom, do you?
No, but when
I'm just saying hot water in general.
Yes, just hot water. But
okay, does it sound like this? Tick 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 tick.
Yes, and then when the hot water,
that's just your pipes expanding. That's not, you don't have any drip. That's just your pipes expanding. They all do that. Drives people crazy. Some people don't notice it because their hearing's all shot. I'm about to get that way. But some people are real sensitive to noise too. But you swear something's dripping in the wall. It's got to be. It's not. It's the pipes expanding. It's very rhythmical, and it's just a tick noise.
Okay. Well, Tom, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for that comment about the plank. You're right, because our house, we probably wouldn't get the money that we would put into that.
No, but clean it up. You know, if you need to touch up paint around and make it look nice and clean, like you cared about the house, they're going to come in and do stuff anyway. And sell it is. And if they say, well, you know, we'll give you offer, if you take $3,000 off your offer as opposed to spending $12,000 to fix the house up, what difference does it make? You're still coming out ahead.
I see.
And you move on, okay? Keep your money for your new place, because you're going to buy a place as is somewhere that's smaller and say, okay, now I want to buy new windows and Hardy and all that stuff. By the way, if you do the windows and Hardy, it's best to do them both at the same time, but the windows will go first, or they can strip the Hardy away, put the windows in. It doesn't make much difference. Okay. Those two kind of go hand in hand.
Gotcha. Okay, buddy, you have a good day.
All right, thank you. Yeah, and be careful when you sell your home. Don't, this whole idea that you'll get, if you put this on your home, I don't care what it is, if you put this on your home, it will increase in value. You know, that is about the dumbest thing anybody's ever said that actually believed it. Now, some people might believe it because they don't know much better, and that's okay. But if you're a professional and you say that, you know better than that. I'm going to give you a quick example to think about, and then we'll keep moving on with the breaks and the calls. You have two homes exactly the same in the same neighborhood on the same street, right? You have a client comes in. One house has new windows. I'm just going to use windows, and it's not just windows. I could use roofing. I could use a lot of different things. So you can plug in something on the outside like that, or new countertops. Let's say new countertops. Let's keep it neutral. So it has brand new granite countertops. The other house has plastic laminate countertops that are all worn. You know, they're okay, but they're kind of worn. They're just, and they're dated. And one has cultured marble and one has granite, you know, in the bathrooms too. We'll throw bathrooms in there. And you say, oh, I'm going to get my money back on that. You won't. If the house next door is is cheaper and you're trying to get all your money back, your $3,000, $5,000, or $10,000 of improvements you did, they're going to buy the one that's $10,000 cheaper. It's just the way it is. It's the same lot, the same neighborhood, the same street. They're going to do their own countertops because they know they can get it cheaper. Oh, for $10,000, we could do more than that. I'll do it myself. I'll do this. I'll do that. Yeah, so just think about it. You keep it clean. You don't have it all junked up with cardboard boxes and nasty car parts on your kitchen table. And that just turns people off. You've got to clean it up and make it look like you really cared about your house. Not that you're a hoarder. Hoarders can't sell their homes. And so they don't. And so after they pass away, somebody's got to clean out the mess. Okay, I'm not going to go any farther than that. Let's see. We'll get to Georgia in a minute, but I need to tell you about, and I want to tell you about, Ideal Roofing. Ideal Roofing is a company you call to put a new roof on your home. Now, will it increase the value of your home? No. But it'll sure protect everything. You don't want a roof that's leaking, that's worn, that's letting water intrusion come into your house, destroying your carpets, your ceilings, your sheetrock, your mold all over. Of course not. It's a protective coating, so to speak. It is part of the building envelope and an incredibly important part, especially in the Gulf Coast area where we have so much rain and hard rain too. So a good roof is really, really a peace of mind is what it is. And if you have a roof that doesn't leak and you feel comfortable when the rains come, something nice about that. It's like having a generator come on when the power goes out. It just makes you feel better. A good roof with a company that's going to stand behind it, and a roof that you can choose from all different styles. Steel roofs, metal coated roofs, shingle roofs, GAF, Master Elite Roofing Contractor. They have lifetime warranties. Just what we would used to say, just on an asphalt shingle, which they're not asphalt anymore, but you know, people will still use those words. Yeah, you can get a lifetime warranty on that stuff. Just ask them about the different warranties, the different plans. And it's not just from them. It's from the roofing manufacturer also, because they're a team. Ideal Roofing. Give them a call at 713-896-1122. They also do roof repairs, roof maintenance, commercial roofing. They do it all at Ideal Roofing.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan. Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Thank you for listening to this encore presentation of Home Show Radio.
And I am on. We lost the caller. People don't have time to wait too long anymore, so I try to get to you as quick as I can. Georgia, you are on Sports Radio 610.
Hi, Tom. I have an after-the-fact question to ask you. I had my heating and air service for the fall coming up, and everything is working fine. But then he said my condenser coil is clogged and need to be chemically cleaned. I went on and took care of it, but I didn't know if that was necessary. Is that something that happens all the time? I don't know.
I usually clean mine every year, but I don't use a chemical. I just use water in the hose and clean my condensing coil outside, because they do get clogged up from all the grass clippings, and if you have pets running around the backyard and all kinds of just the pollution today will clog up a condensing coil. Now, if it gets really, really dirty, a little acid wash is not bad. I mean, it's pretty mild, but they do clean them once in a while. And if you're not going to do it yourself, then it's not a bad thing to have done. Usually you notice the difference in August when it gets really hot and the unit isn't quite cooling like you are used to. It's usually because the condensing coil has gotten dirty, and that's usually the time when people start cleaning theirs.
Okay, because like I say, it's after the fact. I've already had it taken care of. I had to pay, you know, to have it chemically cleaned. So
it shouldn't have cost you too much to do that, right?
$150.
Yeah, no, I know that's a lot of money, but no, that's very fair for them to take the casings off and clean it up real well inside and outside and clean the whole thing up. Yeah, you did not get taken or ripped off. And if you you know, when people get ripped off is when they come in and say, hey, you need a whole new condensing coil, it's gonna be thousands of dollars. But if okay. that's just natural maintenance that a lot of people don't do, and if it gets out of hand, then you have to do a little bit more extensive cleaning. So I think it's fine, and I think by doing those things, and I do mine every year, my unit's 22 years old. I'd rather spend just $100 or so a year than I'd spend, you know, $10,000-$12,000 and have to finance everything with interest costs and everything else. So a little bit of maintenance goes a long way. I'm sorry, just
I was just curious. I was just curious because I had my maintenance done in October, but then he told me call back in November for my heating
yes.
and air condition checkup. So
yes.
I did that, and that's when he told me that the condenser coil was clogged and needed chemical clean. But okay, I just wanted to make sure I didn't get ripped off.
Not at all. In fact, that's the right time after the summer, not before. So you got it done at the right time because the summer is when it gets all dirty because it's running all the time and it's collecting all that dirt and debris. So, yeah, you're fine. You did not get ripped off.
But you said you do yours every year.
I actually do mine in August. I go out there and hose them down real well and just make sure it gets all the schmutz off it because it'll start to throw my pressure switch is what it does. That's a little more than you need to know, but it does help it in when it gets really hot out. And after having the yard mowed and everything all summer long, all that grass clippings and everything get all over it and makes a mess on the coils.
Okay, but I did the chemical clean this year. So
yeah, chemical you don't need to do every year. Just a regular hose down in August. Just take a hose and pressure wash or wash it down. You know, as gently, but get all the dirt off it and the leaves out of there. But as far as that goes, to do a chemical wash, you would not do that every year. That's only when it gets really bad over a period of years.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. You did fine. You did the right thing, Georgia. You really did. So.
But this was for two units, so I guess I really did good money-wise. So.
Oh, $75 a unit? Yeah. It was a fair price for a simple job that needed to be done. You were fine. What they probably did was just spray it down with a little chemical that they had to buy. You know, they have it in their truck. They have to purchase it.
Yeah.
They spray it down, they let it soak a little bit, and then they hose it off real well and give it a good cleaning. For two units, $150, it's a very fair price.
Okay.
Out of that whole $150, after you take the gas, the car insurance, and all that stuff this guy has to pay to be in business, he probably went home with $35 to $40 of pure profit in his pocket.
Okay.
He's got to eat.
Yeah,
the guy's got to eat him.
They do take advantage of women that don't know. Like I say, you know,
if they're not nice people, yes.
Uh-huh.
But if you're dealing with someone nice, they should never take advantage of you. I don't care if you're a woman, man, child. I don't care if you're in a wheelchair. People should be honest with each other. And if this guy is honest, it sounds like he was. It doesn't matter who you are. Hopefully he's a decent person or she's a decent person for that matter. I don't know if it's a man or a woman.
Well, in this day and time, everybody's so money hungry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just,
but there's a lot of good people out there, and when you find them, treat them well. And, you know, all this stuff that's going on in this country with all kinds of things, all about where people are from and all this stuff, if everybody just be nice to one another, it would be a pretty good place.
Like I say, you know, I trusted him, I paid him, and it's done.
And you know what? And you should. He did a good job for you, and it's a fair price.
Thank you so much. Okay.
All right, ma'am. Thank you. Call me anytime, Georgia. Yeah, but why don't we all just start doing nice things? Everybody's talking about skin color and where you're from and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, what you think, what you know, all these weird words. I just want to say, if people just do good things, this is what I teach my kids. Do something good for somebody every day, the world will be a better place. You won't have to worry about this big picture that you have no control over. And quite frankly, all politicians are crooks, so why is one better than another? It doesn't. They're all crooks. They just all are. Okay. That's why they're all millionaires, and they never had a job. It's okay. It's the way the system is. We created it. No, don't let it bother you. You know, people all upset about, and I'm not going to get too much into politics because I'm not really big into politics. I'm more into getting people jobs and training people and helping you on the air. And this is my life. Well, I've been through, I don't know, 10 presidents. I was born when Eisenhower was president. And you know what I do every day, no matter who's in the White House? I get up, I go to work, I help people, I come home. Yeah, and they come and go like farts in the wind. So we'll just leave it at that. James Hardy Building Products is the company that makes the finest siding for your home, for this part of the country, quite frankly, for the whole country. But what I really care about is the Gulf Coast region, Texas, Houston. I mean, that's what this show's all about. That's why I had this show syndicated all over the place at one time. And it was just too complicated. Although we do the Facebook Lives and the YouTubes, and people from all over the world watch and ask us questions. And I'm more than happy to answer them, because I've built on all kinds of different situations in different areas of the of this country, at least, not outside of the country. But as far as that goes, I decided one day, you know what, I just want to bring the show back to Houston. Houston's my home. And so that's what Home Show Radio is all about, Houston and the surrounding areas and the people that, that are my neighbors. And that's I got a lot of neighbors coming from Houston, trust me. But Hardy Siding is the siding that's perfect for me and my neighbors, or my neighbors and me. That's just the way it is, because it doesn't rot. The bugs won't eat it. When I say bugs, you got termites and carpenter ants and carpenter bees. Those things are kind of weird. I'm fascinated by them, but they can do a lot of damage. I got one for you that I experienced this year. Woodpeckers. I heard a lot of them this year, woodpecking away, just pecking, but not on the Hardy, because you know why? There's no food in there. They know it. Woodpecker's pretty smart compared to what we were talking about earlier in the show, dirt daubers. So they're pretty sharp. They know where the bugs are, even below the bark. I don't know. They got like X-ray vision or something. But as far as that goes, Hardy, you can't burn it. Of course, we got with the critters. It doesn't expand and contract. It doesn't rot. You can soak it in water and then dry it out and soak it in water again. It's fine. It just holds up well. Nice paint job once in a while just to make it look good. And a pressure wash. I just had mine pressure washed. You should too. Get your house pressure washed once in a while. Just like Georgia had her condensing coil cleaned. Everything needs cleaning. You change your underwear, don't you? Well, clean your condensing coil or put on Hardy and give it a little wash once in a while. It'll last forever if you take care of it. Actually, probably if you don't, it'll just look bad because you didn't put a good paint job on it. James Hardy Building Products. It's a beautiful thing. So many options. They have a great website. Go to homeshowradio.com. Visit their website. Now, finally, I get to who installs it. Who's going to install it for you? Someone good's got to install it. So you find someone good, an Elite Preferred Certified Home Show Pro, Elite Preferred Installer from Hardy at homeshowhardypros.com.
This program paid for by Mojer Media and Home Show Radio.
Like I was saying, doors are the magic portal to your world.
Uh-huh.
Steel doors, wood doors, iron doors, fiberglass doors, tall doors, modern doors.
Door clearance center?
Triple doors, wide doors, barn doors, interior doors, patio doors.
They have all the doors you can handle.
Door handles, door knobs, door locks.
At Door Clearance Center.
That's about it.
DoorClearanceCenter.com.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Thank you for listening to this encore presentation of Home Show Radio.
We're going to have a nice, wonderful Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to take another FEMA course tomorrow. I've been taking a lot of FEMA courses on the weekends. Tomorrow is pod class. It's like 4 hours online. But I've been acing every one. So I've got a couple more to do, and I think I'm done with FEMA for a while. And we'll have to get into some other online courses. I'm doing it for another thing I do. I do a lot of different things people don't know about or do know little bits about. But there's a lot of things in my life that I do, and it's all to help people. I want you to know that. And it makes me very happy, that's for sure. Let's talk to Kathy. Kathy, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom, and appreciate your show. My husband and I have listened to you for a lot of years. 3 years ago, we built our country house in south of San Antonio, and we're not here all the time. We're having an issue with a hot water heater. It was leaking, and we have it in the laundry room. We had a plumber come out and replace the release valve, and whenever we leave, we turn the water off, we turn the hot water heater off. And in the past few visits, whenever we get here and we turn the hot water heater on, it leaks. And yesterday, whenever we got here, there was water already on the floor in the laundry room. Fortunately, we did something right. We put a drain in the laundry room. And The hot water heater has continued to leak overnight. What do we need to do?
You need a new water
Why
heater.
Why is it doing this? We need a new water heater?
Yeah. Once they start to leak, that's it.
Okay. Okay.
There's two reasons you replace a water heater. One is it's not producing hot water anymore, or number two is it starts to leak.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a simple solution then. Okay. And we have a lot of sulfur in the water here. I guess my question is that why it is not working after such a short time, or we just got to fix
it? I'm sure the water is corrosive out there, but as far as that goes, I don't know why it's leaking, but once it's leaking, you need a new one.
Okay.
That's really all I can say is if I don't know what kind of water quality you have, but the harsher the water, the more your appliances and stuff will break down.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, I'm glad I called. All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate your show.
You're very welcome. And everybody needs a water softener in Texas, all over the place. San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, Brownsville, McAllen. There's a lot of cities in Texas, but everybody needs a water softener. There's no doubt about it. All right. One of the things you can upgrade is a fence if you want a really nice fence, or if you want just a regular good fence. You know, one thing you can't downgrade to a really crummy fence when you call Southland Fence, because the people at Southland build good fences. And if you don't, and I mean literally, let's just put it that way, not figuratively. They build good, strong fences, because a fence is something that if you don't build it right, if you really cheapen out on it, I see it all the time, they're falling down every 6 months. You're constantly nursing it and having people come out and things are falling apart and it's flopping back and forth in the wind, and it's just, isn't it ever going to stop? It will if you call a good fence company to build you a good fence. Then it's the last thing you have to worry about for 20 years. Natural rotting age of cedar is 18 years. So you get a good structure. That means what usually goes? The posts go. Get the posts put in properly. Get good quality posts. Get the bottom board, what we call the rot board. Put a nice 2x12 down around the bottom. Put your nice cedar cedar fence pickets on there, and with nice pressure treated handrails. Get it done right. And then you don't have to worry about it for more than a decade, probably two. And you can get it all done well at Southland Fence. Southland Fence does all kinds of fences. They do the allied fences, you know, the wire mesh fences. They do the iron gates. They do iron fences. They do the security gates. They do the gates that are remote control. They fix them. They repair them. They install them to put your car in and out of your driveway. They do it all at Southland Fence. Commercial businesses who need security fencing around their properties, they do it. So give the professional fence builders a call. They've been in business since the 90s, and they are just cranking out the right kind of fence, and they're there for you. Southland Fence and Supply, you can find out more about them and all the different options you can have done, because the fence not only has to be strong and built well, it's got to look good, and they'll do it for you. And by the way, little caveat to it, they do small repairs also, and for the big jobs, they've got the financing plans. So talk to them about financing it so you don't have to pay all out front. It's a zero interest plan. Just bring it up to them at Southland Fence.
Why gamble on your home improvement projects? Play it smart. Go with the experts Tom trusts. Select professionals who've qualified to be a certified Home Show Pro.
For cracked, broken windows, mirrors, or glass showers, call Glass Doctor. They fix your pain. Cherry Company, recycling concrete to make Houston a greener place every day. Mueller Steel Buildings, made in America, made to last.
Find Tom's directory of trusted Home Show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And just for everybody's information, we do this every Saturday from 9 to 12. And you can listen to these shows, podcast. You can do all kinds of different things. You go to our homeshowradio.com. You can connect with Home Show Pros, ask questions, find answers, watch videos. Then, of course, do you podcast? I don't know. There's a question mark here. Subscribe to our Home Show Radio podcast at Apple's Podcast Library or Spotify. You can do that, too. You can listen to Home Show Radio anytime, anywhere. Click the Listen Now button at homeshowradio.com, and there's a lot of other things, too. And, in fact, my students the other day, I said, go to homeshowradio.com on their phones, and they're all doing that because we were graduating. We had pretty much, these guys were all certified and ready to go. They all got great jobs, making $90,000 a year. Industrial insulation. Now, of course, that includes overtime and per diem, and they get health insurance and 401ks and a group of people that never thought they'd do anything like this. 2 weeks of training. Company hires them before they can get out the door. They need 300 more. So I'm training. Our classes can only be like 10 at a time. We're probably one of the only community colleges doing this workforce training face-to-face again. I'm very happy to say we are. You know, I've got my COVID trailer out, my little, not trailer, my cart. It's got all the hand sanitizers. We hand out masks and gloves, and we tie a rope around each one of them 6 feet long. So they have a cable tow, so they cannot go without beyond the length of their cable tow. That's right. And we make sure that everybody is learning and getting hired. And one thing they'll never lock down is the construction business. And I like it. That's why I'm a part of it there. And we've got some good professional young men. It takes a while to teach them how to wear a hat and pull the pants up. But in my platoon, they're going to do it that way. And the company that hired him said, Tom, we don't get groups like this out of other colleges. Pointing out that if they wear that hat in their work, they're going to wear it properly. They're not going to wear it backwards like some kind of crackhead or something. So they're going to look professional and they're going to be professional. And so that's the way we train them. And that's why they have jobs. And that's why they're all heading out Monday morning. They report for duty. Very happy about that. Texas Southmost College has given me a green light to do that. And I like doing it. So that was good. But they said, oh, you're on YouTube. Like, it's really, you know, something. I said, yeah, I've got some videos on YouTube. And they're all watching them going, wow, man, it's like in the old days. Oh, you're on TV. Now, I said, y'all watch TV? No. Okay, fine. None of them watch TV. But they watch YouTube. So apparently that's the thing to be. I don't know. I guess it's all just who you are and how old you are and where you come from and where you're going. I'm not going much farther, but they are. They've got a long way to go. I'm real proud of them, all of them. They're fine young men. I grew very fond of this last class we just put out because I haven't had one go out in a while. So it made me very happy. Now I got a plumbing class leaving in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, right after Thanksgiving. I think it's the 8th they graduate. It's going to be fun to graduate these guys because they went through the whole downtime with COVID and came back and finished. So I'm proud about that too. Tomorrow, our show, just to finish up my initial thought, I got sidetracked, which I do a lot. And that is 7-9 tomorrow because the Texans are playing at noon. There you go. Houston for Lease is a company you might be interested in calling because being a landlord can be a beautiful thing if you surround yourself with the right people. Being a landlord can be a horrible thing. I know some friends that have done it and they said, Tom, we couldn't wait to get, it was like having a boat. We couldn't wait to get rid of it. Oh, I got rid of that property. They made some money off the property, but it was a lot of work to be a hands-on landlord. But you don't have to. All you have to do is be the boss man. And you sit home and you get the checks direct deposited into your account. You can own 20 houses. And everyone's paying you every month. And you don't have to do anything. But if you have a question, call Bruce Leslie at Houston for Lease because he'll be your property manager. Sure, he takes a little bit off the top. He has to. He's doing it for a living. He makes a good living doing it. He takes care of hundreds of homes throughout the Houston area. And he has a team of people. And I say a team. It can be someone in the office that's managing, you know, the calls to, you know, an air conditioning guy, a contractor he works with that's on his, you know, he's got a contract with to take care of all the properties. So if something goes wrong at 4 a.m, he doesn't have to get up and do it. They take care of it. He just makes the call. It goes right through the whole team, you know, from step by step until the problem is taken care of. And it's your home, so he takes good care of it. And he does the inspections. He does the background checks. If you have a toxic tenant, which some people can sometimes get, especially around the holidays, he tells me, because people run out of money and they can't pay their rent, and their rent's the last thing they pay, then, of course, he can, you know, get them out of your house. It's your house. And find someone who's going to pay the rent. So he does a great job with that, and you don't have to deal with it. That's what Houston for Lease is all about. So call Bruce Lessie. Find out more about it before you go and sell your property. I talked to a gentleman earlier. He's got a big piece of property he's fixing up to sell. Maybe he shouldn't sell it. Maybe he should clean it up and rent it and make a check every month that can pay for the new mortgage on his new home he's going to get that's going to be smaller and more for them because the kids left. They were downsizing because of the empty nest syndrome. Maybe he can take advantage of that. Bruce Lessie is who he should call, but just before he sells it, just to see if it's the right move for him. Houston for Lease. You can call Bruce on his cell phone at 832-654-5670, or you can find him at homeshowradio.com.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Houston's leading independent, locally owned nurseries come together
Saturday 7 till 9
about how often should I be watering and how much water should I give the grass.
Answering questions anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros, Saturday 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.